Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're in the middle of March. We're about to embark upon free agency. And Tom Brady does not have anything close to a deal in New England yet. Now, I know people think, well, he's going back to New England. What makes them think that? Why would they...
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
We're in the middle of March. We're about to embark upon free agency. And Tom Brady does not have anything close to a deal in New England yet. Now, I know people think, well, he's going back to New England. What makes them think that? Why would they think that now, when this has been going on since he put the motion into place where basically he voided the contract? There haven't been any substantial contract negotiations. There hasn't been anything that resembles a deal. Why do people think now that all of a sudden, at the 24th hour, something's going to get done that hasn't gotten done in previous weeks and months? I don't understand that. And all these teams now that have been laying in wake, all are going to have their crack and chance at Tom Brady. And I know he's going to be 43, and I know he's not as young as he used to be, but he's still the greatest quarterback of all time, and other teams, for the first time in his career, are going to be allowed to talk to him and try to persuade him from leaving New England, and I think there's a real chance that somebody's going to be able to do that.
98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich, 617-779-0985, Ted Johnson. He played football for the Patriots. He is in studio. He's braving the coronavirus. He is out there. He's out there. And are you going to the gym, Ted? Still?
That's the biggest question. My ex-wife asked me that every seems like 10 minutes because she doesn't want me around our kids if I am going to the gym. I will say this, guys: if the gym's closed, I am then I'm officially completely hunkered down.
Ted, you got to go Rocky IV style. Open up the barn, man. He didn't need a gym.
Go to Siberia.
Just start lifting rocks. You got to run up mountains. You got to scream people's names at the top of those mountains. You know, maybe you got a fat trainer. You can sit inside of like a wheelbarrow and pick up a couple times.
Yeah, I was thinking more like Shoop in Vision Quest. More of that kind of style. But along the same lines, I get it. I have to be creative if I want to get my workouts in if the gym's closed. But the owner of my gym in Braintree says he has no intentions of shutting down, so the government would have to shut him down. Otherwise, he's going to stay open. So I will still go to the gym. I mean, I got Purell. I wipe down. I always have. And so I will be as careful as I can, but that does kind of frighten the ex-wife if I'm going to be around my kids, which I understand. So we're going to... It's a brave new world we're in right now.
I love how all of us are like worried about like getting this disease and dying, and you're just worried about not getting the pump on.
Oh, it's my biggest concern. I mean, I got... It's funny. I don't know how people, there's new tactics, you know, kind of new things people have to kind of do to kind of get through the world today. And one of them is, you know, to avoid going to the grocery stores, you have this home delivery. So I got food, all the food I need, and all I need is my workout. And if I can't get my workout in, it will be another level of depression that I haven't felt in a while. it's true, man. And the apartment I live in has a decent size weight room, but it's nothing that will really kind of gauge me very long.
Enough. Not enough weights down
not
there.
Enough.
Itty bitty baby.
That's it, Rich.
Room.
Not enough weights.
Yeah. Go ahead. We can only pray it stays open for you, Ted.
Thanks, Rich. Thank you.
Thoughts and prayers.
I appreciate that, man.
So this is, you know what, the one thing that is kind of wild about this week is that just when you thought that everything had, you know, shut down and gone away, the minute this whole CBA gets signed, the Players Association says, hey, by the way, you're not moving back the league year, and we are doing free agency. And to that, I thank them. Yeah. I want to give them a hug, except for the social distancing, and that we are finally going to find out where all these dominoes are going to fall. And what did you think of the news that came out yesterday about Ryan Tannehill getting like $1 zillion to stay with the Titans?
Rich, I couldn't believe it. You guys, Freddie, I couldn't believe it. I was shocked to hear that. Of course, I backed the Tennessee Titans this whole time. Me and Gary Tangway, we had this just strong suspicion that that's where he was going. It just kind of made too much sense for him to go there. And I never thought that, you know, Mike Vrabel was ever using Tom as a pawn to and leverage to sign Ryan Tannehill. But, man, I couldn't have been more wrong. I was shocked because Ryan Tannehill, to me, even though he played brilliantly, he really did, guys, when he came in for Marcus Mariota last year with, what, maybe halfway through the season, his numbers were astounding. But to me, it was just a fly-by-night, kind of one of those deals where it was a contract year. You saw it with Joe Flacco when he got his big deal. He just turned it on in the playoffs, got paid. You see that happen a lot with some of these guys. And to think that Ryan Tannehill is worth the contract he got is you just, I got to shake your head. It just made the most sense for Tom to go partner up with Vrabel and then finish out his career there. I was shocked to see that deal that the Titans signed with Ryan Tannehill because he's not that good. He played good at the end of last year. But that, I think that's more the exception to the rule with Ryan Tannehill.
So I read this morning. His $29.5 million per year is what they end up breaking it down to, is seventh among quarterbacks. He's behind Matt Ryan. He's ahead of Kirk Cousins as well. So he is now the seventh highest paid quarterback in the league. Ryan effing
it's unreal, man.
Tannehill.
It's unreal. The kid played wide receiver and then in college and then moved him to a quarterback, and you know, you saw how he was in Miami, just you know, he'd show maybe flashes here and there, but with really no consistency. So I think, you know, I just, you know, and I have a ton of respect for Mike and what he's doing and the person he is. That one is a bit of a head scratcher. It really is. And I've told you guys this before. There is part of me, I look at some of what these head coaches do, you guys, and I think a lot of their decisions are based on the human nature kind of response, which is to just keep a job. And you go, okay, well, why would you know, Mike Vrabel be worried about losing his job if he signed Tom Brady? Because I think there is, to some degree, as great as Tom is, and I think he'll go in and do great wherever he goes, there is a boom or bust kind of aspect to it. I mean, it's
no
kind
question.
Of, and
no
I think,
question.
And coaches want to. One, you know, just like presidents, they just want to wake up and be the president the next year and the next year and the next year. It's the same with a lot of these head coaches. So they go with the safer play and maybe the PR move, which, you know, a lot of people would think is, you know, would be bad from a PR standpoint if they signed Tom Brady. I don't think so. But there's a lot of people who think if you don't sign Ryan Tannehill, it's a bad look. So it's more of the PR look, and it's more about keeping your job safe and having a job in the years to come. And I feel like that's what drives a lot of these head coaches to make the decisions they make.
Well, the other thing too is that I love how Patriots fans for years, you know, think, oh, Chris Sims is full of garbage. Chris Sims doesn't know what he's talking about. And all of a sudden this report comes out that the 49ers don't want Tom Brady, and all the Patriots fans are like, yeah, he's gonna stay with the Patriots. Now everyone believes Chris Sims and totally wants to, you know, be on his side about this. But I've said, and I think Fred was with me on this, is that from the beginning, when you start to hear these stories about how the 49ers were interested in Tom Brady, it just reeked of all of this coming from Brady's camp, because it was such a perfect, like, if you're Tom Brady, this is everything you wanted. You're playing in San Francisco, right? You know, where your family grew up, where, you know, you still have family. On top of that, you're playing with a team that, you know, just made it to the Super Bowl, is ready to go back to the Super Bowl with all the pieces around it. You got this great young offensive mind that I know Bill Belichick fawns after, and a great system that you can get right in there and plug and play, and you're good to go. And now you're hearing from Chris Sims saying that the 49ers are out. Like, they want to ride Jimmy Garoppolo. They want to continue to, you know, see what he's going to be able to do and how he can improve. And so, like, did you believe at all that there was a chance that he was going to go to the 49ers? Or is this something that, once again, you think that the Brady hype machine kind of threw out there?
Well, it's interesting, because you like to think that, man, Brady's throwing out these kind of reports and maybe, you know, linking himself to the San Francisco 49ers, to a team that traded for his backup, you know, just a couple of years. And it's kind of like, wow, that seems a little dirty. I mean, it's, you know, I would, that kind of surprised me. If that was coming from Brady's camp, which a lot of people speculated it was, it's a little bit surprising. But I have talked to guys that are in the know about how the 49ers think of Jimmy Garoppolo, and there is concerns. There's hesitation there. I'm not sure about how they felt about signing Tom Brady, but I feel like there is some genuine concern just if Jimmy Garoppolo is the right guy moving forward. And one other aspect that I think a lot of people don't see or just think about is, I think they're the teams that have relationships with Bill Belichick. And the 49ers, John Lynch, the general manager, and Kyle Shanahan, the head coach, they have a good working relationship with the Patriots. It's those teams that I automatically just eliminate from the Tom Brady sweepstakes, because I have this feeling that there's teams that would be worried and concerned to sign Tom Brady if they have a relationship with the Patriots, because they don't want that to dissolve. And it kind of comes down to the old, you know, if you can't have her, you know, if I can't have her, you can't either kind of thing. And that sounds petty maybe a little bit. But don't kid yourself, the Patriots are not above at times being petty. And I think this thing got personal with Tom Brady right now in the Patriots. So I just wouldn't put it past teams saying, you know, I'm not gonna sign this guy, because I just don't want to have to deal with Belichick and Kraft and what might come from signing Tom Brady.
Well, certainly they got a great deal on Garoppolo. And, you know, if you're going to get rid of a kid that's, what, 15 years younger than the guy that you're trading for, that's a big risk. All right, we'll be back with more Ted Johnson. We can talk about the new labor agreement and so much more. This is 985 The Sports Hub, guys.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help MA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Toucher. Our only concern is your condition.
Rich. All right, this guy's a piece of work, huh?
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The 49ers are out on Tom Brady. That is not going to happen. In my understanding, it was Tom Brady's number one choice was to go to San Francisco and be the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. I don't know what happened, but something happened in the last few days to my understanding, to find out that the 49ers are out on Tom Brady and they will be standing pat with Jimmy Garoppolo as their starting quarterback.
.985 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich and Ted Johnson in studio. Now, Ted, Is there a belief that, do you believe that there's a chance that Brady's going to have to go back to New England for less money, less years than he wants?
You know, Freddie, I would find that hard to believe. That might be his only choice. And I feel like if that is his only choice, okay, is to go back, you know, hat in hand, at, you know, asking for a job and trying to, you know, taking whatever offer they give, the 1 year, $20 million is what has been reported that the Patriots' offer was. I think he would rather, and this is surprises a lot of people when I say this, I think he would rather retire than have to go back and with egg all over his face and ask Bill Belichick for a job.
Yeah, and you know what, Ted? You know what I hate? Moby Brady. I don't want Moby Brady anymore. We got it all this past year because he wasn't happy, because he didn't get what he wanted. And if this happens again where he has to go, as you said, you know, tail tucked between his legs and take what they're willing to give him, I got a feeling that we're going to see another, however, 1-2 years of Mopey Brady, and nobody wants that.
And I don't think the Patriots want that. People call me out for being critical of Bill when I say that. I don't think Bill Belichick wants him back. So I think there's just enough evidence to kind of suggest that I think Bill has really been wanting to move on from Tom. And it's just in the way he addresses Tom, just the reports you've been hearing about how the initial conversations have started about, you know, a contract with the Patriots. I just feel like Bill really doesn't want him as the quarterback. And so I don't think Tom wants to play for Bill anymore. I think that relationship has kind of met its conclusion. Two things you do not do. All right. If you want to play for Bill Belichick, and Tom has done both recently, all right? If you want to have a good relationship with Bill Belichick, you cannot do two things. And Tom did both of them at the same time. One is don't show up for OTAs. You really want to get on the bad side of Bill Belichick? Opt out of OTAs. Tom's done that the last 2 years. And the second one, and probably the most important, the first one's actually really important too, but both of these combined is if you don't accept the contract that Bill gives you, then you're done in his eyes. He has a number, and if you fight him, if you try to leverage him, if you try to play games with him through the media to get public perception and get people on your side to sign a new deal, then you might as well go up and just spit right in his face, because that's how personal he takes it when you do not accept the contract that he gives you. Tom has done both. And I think Bill, to make it look good, he's got to give Tom an offer, because if he just didn't give Tom Brady any kind of offer, and he said that, yeah, I'm done with coaching Tom Brady, then he takes a huge PR hit. But he also has given him an offer that he knows Tom will reject. I would be shocked, absolutely shocked, if Tom Brady accepted the offer that is being reported, that is out there, a 1-year deal with tons of incentives for less money than what he got last year. Now, it just looks like he has found this new resolve, this new way of kind of, perceiving himself, and he is, it just looks like he is done. And you're absolutely right, you guys. Who wants Mopey Brady? Tom, he's got to be miserable being like that. Yeah. Bill can't stand, probably enjoy that. And the reports are that Kraft is kind of at the end of his rope with Tom's mopiness. So it's not good for anybody.
I've been saying this all along. The fact that the Krafts are staying out of the negotiation is smart, because they know that they're already going to lose one of them. I mean, Brady's more than likely only going to be here for, if he's back, it would only be 2 years. But Belichick, you could have for up to a decade. I mean, the guy's going to continue to coach until he's probably, he's probably like 100. But the thing is that you have to make a choice. Why would you piss off the one guy that has a longer shelf life than the other one? So you stay out of it. You let Belichick do his thing. You know it's the end of the road for one of these two guys, and they chose wisely. They chose the guy who's got a maximum of 2 years left to play, and I think it was smart. But the weirdest thing about all this, though, Ted, is that you heard Chris Sims say it, is that the only two teams right now that seem to be in play are the Bucks, which, as you've heard Bruce Arians say, I mean, they basically would give this guy anything. and the Patriots. What happened to the Raiders and the Chargers? Why is nobody? Why did they just all of a sudden disappear, Ted? Like, what is your thought process behind why these guys are all of a sudden not realistic landing spots for Brady?
Well, I have a stronger opinion about the Raiders than I do the Chargers, and I'll say that I've always felt that the Tom Brady Raiders kind of connection and the courtship that was being reported between at least the Raiders and Tom Brady was more of a leverage play for Derek Carr than anything. You go, well, he's under contract. What do you mean a leverage play? I just think the Raiders were kind of using Tom as a way to light a fire under Derek Carr's butt. I really, really feel that way. All right, so to me, it was all about just getting under the skin of Derek Carr, lighting a fire under his ass, getting him going, letting him know that, dude, you got a long ways to go before you are playing at a level that where you're earning your money, because I just think he's underperformed since that big contract. So for me, when it comes to the Raiders, that's how I feel about that and Tom Brady. The Chargers, no clue. It makes no sense. The Chargers should be all in on Tom Brady. It would be a shock to me if they totally, completely just fell out of the race or showed no interest or anything, because obviously their starting quarterback right now is Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor he's got ability, but please, Tom Brady would be a major, major upgrade. So that one is a head scratcher. The Raiders, I chalk up more to them trying to just use Tom as a way to get Derek Carr motivated.
What you know about Tom Brady? Do you think he'd go to Tampa? I mean, Tampa has better weapons, but it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, Freddie, I can't see him going. And this is what's the bummer. I just if there really is only one team that is, you know, that people are speculating is really interested in Tom Brady, it would be a killer, man, because I was hoping to see a free agent frenzy and the chance for Tom to have multiple choices. And I think if Tom right now is sitting there and being honest with himself, he's like, if the one team that's interested in me is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What if they offer him roster control? That's what Diana Rossini was reporting last week, is that they offer him roster control. Yeah. He will get whoever he wants to play with him.
Okay, John, that's maybe different. Like, if you just completely blow Tom away, like with money, years of, you know, maybe 2 years at 30, fully guaranteed. You have personnel decisions. Alex Guerrero can have a locker right next to you. You get a game ball after every game if you want it. You don't have to show up for OTAs. You know, you get input in the game plan every single week. That's the only kind of thing I think. If they offered him all of that kind of stuff, like teams offer these mega, you know, stars in the NBA to come to their team, they just promise them everything, you know, private planes, a suite, on and on and on, then okay, I could see that. It's just a franchise. The brand name itself does not get you fired up if you're a football player. It just, I mean, let's face it, they haven't been relevant since, what, 2002? And so it just is so hard to fathom Tom going from a decorated, historic, you know, franchise in the Patriots that has a fan base that is the best in the world to a place like Tampa Bay. It just doesn't make sense unless you completely blow them out of the water, John.
It's like going from Giselle back to Tara Reid.
No. Jacksonville's got the best fan base. There's no question about it. But Tampa would do that. I mean, they would have to.
They would. Nothing to lose.
Yeah, I mean, if they're really interested in him, they would have to do that.
Well, why not? Because here you go. You got a Bruce Arians coach who's at the end of his rope. Like, you know, a lot of these, you know, you have to look at the coach. He's kind of like, yeah, I mean, I'm on borrowed time. I don't see him coaching that much longer. Hell, I thought he was out of coaching a couple of years ago, and then he got back in. And so he has, you know, he has a set offense that he likes to run, but he's kind of like, yeah, let's just give this a shot. You know, he's got nothing to lose. They won 7 games last year. He was with Marcus Mariota, who threw 30, or not Marcus Mariota, excuse me, Jameis Winston, who threw 30 interceptions last year. Tom doesn't turn the ball over. I know it's not my style of offense, but you know, let's see. You know, again, the upside is big. It could blow up in your face, but there's a lot of upside. And don't kid yourself. When it comes to signing Tom Brady, it's more than just a head coach's decision. That is an ownership decision. So the ownership there in Tampa Bay, my feeling is, has a huge, huge influence on the head coach as far as signing Tom Brady. My feeling is the ownership down in Tampa wants him, and Bruce Arians is more like, okay, let's do it, because he just wants to keep his job and he wants to keep the peace. And so they're all in, which would be great, because there's got to be a market. Please, I want to see at least one. I'd love to see more teams, you know, trying to get Tom Brady as their quarterback. I just think it would be, you know, fun to see.
I just feel bad for him. Don't come down to this.
Freddie, because Tom's kind of been, you know, flexing his muscles a little bit, right?
Right.
I mean, a little bit. I mean, it's, you saw it kind of like tail out and peter out there towards the end of you know, kind of beginning of this free agent period, where you know, I haven't heard much from him. You haven't seen as much on Instagram and kind of, you know, talking about the future. I'm going to be playing.
Although I saw him on Instagram posting ads for his TB12 products, because they help your immune system in these hard times.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
That's like his concussion juice. That's a tantamount to his concussion juice formula.
I'll retweet it. I saw it. And I was like, dude, what are we doing, man? It was like, helps your immune system. I'm like, here's the tone. You're covering your ears.
All right. If it comes down to a crappy deal with the Patriots or going to Tampa Bay, I mean, that is humiliating. I mean, that's really humiliating. He thought he was going to go out, and he thought that all these teams were going to vibe for him and Peyton Manning. Like eight teams like Peyton Manning and flew him out?
You're forgetting about one thing, and that is mystery team.
That's right.
You're waiting right there.
I hope there is.
But Freddie,
I agree with you. A lot of people would say, oh, you're really sticking it to the Patriots, you go to Tampa Bay. Are you kidding me? Please. The Patriots, I think, would love for him to go to Tampa Bay. And I agree with you. I think it would be kind of, in a lot of ways, you know, a humiliating kind of way for it to play out for Tom Brady, because he had aspirations and his sights set on many, many teams vying for his services.
He thought it was going to be a Peyton Manning situation where, you know, cars were following the truck that he was in, and that, you know, that people had flight sheets of where he was going. I mean, and then just to be like, well, it's Tampa Bay or less money.
Right.
I mean, that's exactly exciting. All right. We'll have more with Ted Johnson here at the headlines.
Thatcher and Rich.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Don't, you know, be a diva.
Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're very big.
98.5, the Sports Hub, where Thatcher and Rich. I am broadcasting from home, since I spent a great deal of money on some mobile unit. And I'm usually obviously gone by now, and I'm getting very frustrated at the neighbors how late they actually go to work. It's very frustrating to me. It's like I can see them, they got their coffee, they're, you know, going out and getting the newspaper. Just pissing me off.
Like sleeping in till like 7:30. It's got to upset you, Freddie. You get up at what, probably 4:30 every day?
Oh, 5:15.
Oh, 5:15. Okay.
No, John, that's not true now.
Oh, really?
I get up at 5 now.
Hey!
Because of pressing it. I've been too close to being late before.
I'm just saying Lockhart is not here this week. He's on vacation, so he wouldn't be there to make that phone call to wake you up. So this
Where
is
he on vacation?
He's in Mexico.
Oh, attaboy.
Woof.
which I guess is better than being in Europe right now. But, I mean, that's kind of a – have you seen the scenes from the airport of people coming in from Europe?
Chicago yesterday. Oh, my God.
Chicago and DFW in Dallas are, like, two of the biggest ones that made the news. Oh. And, I mean, you want to talk about, like, the whole thing is you're trying to stay away from as many people as possible, social distancing. All of these people were crammed into this room and until they could check them before they get in. And apparently, in most cases, there weren't even any of, like, the temperature checks and things like that that a lot of people thought were going to happen. Like, it was just a backlog of people getting in because there was such a dramatic rush for midnight on Friday, everyone to be able to come back. There was so much misinformation that was thrown out there. Like, if you're an American citizen, you could already fly in, but that wasn't quite the message when it first happened on Wednesday night. So, I mean, it's just been a cluster F of the highest proportions.
Didn't I see that the people coming in from, out of the country had certain – there was certain airports that were designated that you could only fly into. So there's like a handful of cities in the United States that people could fly into from internationally. I feel like that maybe contributed to some of those mad scenes out there too.
Well, I've seen people on a normal day pass out because they were at LaGuardia or – I don't know if it was LaGuardia or JFK – but because you're just in some tunnel and it doesn't move and it's hot and that's on a normal day. So Mike went ahead and went down to Mexico, huh?
Did you hear Mexico's closing its borders to the U.S.? Because they don't want to let possible coronavirus cases go to Mexico.
That's the first. Is that true?
Yeah, I read that in a couple of different places over the weekend.
Okay, well, I haven't
so
heard
he's got to just sit there and worry? Like, that vacation would suck.
Hey, I used to live in San Diego, and I would drive, my mom and I would go to Mexico all the time. You know what the wait is to get into Mexico? It's like all of 1 second. They look at, yeah, come on in. They just wave you in. Now, going back into the United States is a whole different deal, man.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Going into Mexico, yeah, come on. Come on in.
You, no you problem. Go, you can get your like, pills. There's like a quiz that you have to answer correctly. It's
right.
Like, and every question they ask you, they can be easy questions, but I always feel I'm going to fail. It's like, are you here on vacation?
Yes.
Like,
like nervous
I'm going to say something, and all of a sudden these 15 guys with guns are going to tackle me and bring me in.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. You always felt like, God, I have nothing to feel guilty about, but I'm looking and sounding guilty right now when they ask me these questions.
Dude, I feel that in Canada. Like, going into Canada, like, I just get nervous when these guys ask me questions, and I end up freaking out. But with Mike, I don't know what the deal is. I don't know whether he can fly back just fine or whether he's going to meet some of that at the airport. I know that was from Europe, but Mexico seems to be a completely different story, I think.
Well, you're coming in from out of the country. It's not going to be easy. I mean, it's going to be very difficult. So that's the kind of – well, I was supposed to be in Aruba this week. But, I mean, all I'd be doing right now is worrying. I would just be worrying about getting back.
Well, today was the day that I was supposed to be out west for a while, and then I was supposed to be going for like a night or two nights, rather, just a stopover in Vegas. And did you hear that MGM shut down like all of their casinos? So Vegas is essentially shut down right now.
Yeah, wow.
Think about that. Like 7 or 8 of the biggest casinos on the Vegas Strip have been shut down. On top of that, after Vegas, I was headed to Disneyland, which is also shut down. Although last night, I think, was the final night at Disney World. Have you seen the video or the pictures that came out from like their big nighttime fireworks parade that they do that shuts down the park? It's a mass of humanity all crammed together. Nobody gives a rat's ass about what's going on. They just want to see Mickey Mouse and sparks and fireworks and things like that. And it's just, I mean, you look at these things and like the St. Patrick's Day stuff this past weekend out in Southie, it's like you just go, how can you be that dumb and that careless right now?
It is amazing. It is amazing that there's – it's just, why can't we just err on the side of caution right now? And people – there's a defiance on some – first by some people, not everybody. It's kind of – it feels 50-50. But, yeah, to just get together in large crowds like that after you've heard the news, it's like, can't you just sacrifice a little bit?
So here's the thing, Ted. Okay, so to all the people who were down there, do you have that clip? Can you just play this real quick? This is from the news this past weekend about St. Patrick's Day, you know, the people on Saturday who went down to Southie. Do you have that clip, Dan?
People should be staying home, taking social distancing more seriously, keeping at least 6 feet in between you and your neighbor. But that wasn't the case Saturday night in South Boston, where people stood in crowded lines just to get into a jam-packed bar.
It's pretty loud. It's pretty shoulder to shoulder. I don't know. If somebody had it in there, probably everyone would get it.
Dr. Bouton says that's pretty much what happened in Italy, where the number of coronavirus cases skyrocketed to more than 1,700, forcing a countrywide lockdown.
Okay, so we know how this ends, because Italy right now is 2 weeks ahead of us, and everything that's happening there is happening here 2 weeks later. Now, I read something yesterday that for every day that the society doesn't self-quarantine, it adds an extra week onto how long this thing is going to last. Everyone's seen that flattening the curve. So to all those dumbasses going down to St. Patrick's Day and doing all that stuff, here's, I'm going to speak their language for a moment. You know, because they obviously don't care about getting other people sick. They obviously don't care about, you know, how they can get infected and infect other people who are vulnerable. So I'm going to speak their language. And that is, every single day that you go out and you don't self-quarantine, that is another week that you're going to have to wait for all of the sports to return. The Celtics, the Patriots, all of these teams, the Red Sox, the Bruins, everything gets, you're going to have to wait even longer for every day that you go out there and you start mingling with people and not caring about others. Because that's what's happening everywhere else. It takes that much longer for society to kick back into gear. So if hurting someone and getting someone else sick doesn't register with you every time you go out, it means that you're going to have to wait for the Bruins to play at the end of July, or maybe the season get canceled because it took too long for all this to happen.
So what are you doing? Are you not leaving the house at all?
No, I mean, I have a backyard. So, I mean, I'm staying away from people. So, I mean, we've got enough food now for probably like a week and a half. So at some point, I'll probably have to go back to the grocery store. But as far as my wife and kids, you know, we're just, you know, we're staying away from everyone. Like, we're on lockdown. We're going to basically just go outside and get our fresh air when we do and stay away from everyone else. That's what everyone, if they want this to go away, it's the only thing that's working, and everyone needs to do that.
You know what, Rich, that was such a good speech right there that, you know what, you're influencing me on maybe, and John, I'm getting shamed over here that the gym shaming. I think I'm going to have to.
Yeah, you were just talking about sacrificing, and yet you're still going to the gym.
And I feel like an a-hole. Rich just kind of put it out there in such a way that I feel.
You can, listen, I feel bad. Go to the gym, wipe things off.
Okay.
Go to the gym.
All right, I'm back in the gym.
Carry that virus home with you. Good for you.
You can go to, if it means that much to you, go to the effing gym.
All right.
Just don't you know, rub up against people.
All right, fair enough, Freddie. I usually don't at the gym, but I will take extra precaution for sure. Now, I am curious real quick, though, Freddie, because you're not going to Aruba. Was that a kind of self-imposed, like you and your wife were like, you know, it's not worth it? Or did the government in Aruba say no flying in there?
No. And our travel agent encouraged us to go. And no.
Okay. Sure, he wants that sweet cash.
Oh, okay. Exactly. I got you. All right.
Yeah, so now we're going in December. But because they wouldn't give us like a refund, they just.
Okay.
So I have to go. If I want my money, I have to go in December. But no, because it wasn't even this bad at that point. I was just like, I'm going to just sit there and be afraid I'm not going to be able to leave the island.
Right.
And that's the only thing I'm going to think about. I'm not going to be able to enjoy myself at all. So,
to take over your show here, but you're talking about the St. Patty's Day celebration of that clip. Did I hear that the Boston bars and restaurants are closing down?
So here's what happened, Ted, was that those pictures obviously went viral, you know, of all the idiots down there and, you know, during on Broadway during St. Patrick's Day Saturday. And when that went viral, the very next morning, Charlie Baker said, all these Southie bars and restaurants had to shut down.
Have to save you from yourselves.
Right. It's like you guys are obviously idiots, so we're going to have to save you from yourselves. And it was specifically that area because they knew that that's where they're all going to go. Mm. And then last night, Charlie Baker came out and said, all right, well, this isn't still working, so now there will be no more gatherings of more than 25 or more people. On top of that, every restaurant in the city can only do takeout. There will be no more dining in, bars, restaurants, and it's ridiculous that the government had to do that for people to do this. And it's going to get to the point where, you know, people are going to be so stupid about going out that the government is going to have to put restrictions on us going out at all. Mm-hmm. It's what happened in Italy. Take a look at Italy, and they are 2 weeks ahead of us right now. And the only good news is that there is another side of this. Like, there is a not a positive, but there can be an end to this. Look what happened in China. And they had to just lock down. And they had the government tell them they couldn't leave. But you know what happened when they stayed inside for that 2 months? It went away. It's starting to go away. As I said, I got an email from Apple on Friday saying they were shutting out all their Apple stores except the ones in China. They're opening them back up. Their basketball season is about to start again. And this all went down probably the middle of January was when they started to have these mandatory quarantines. Mm. So, I mean, we're looking at 2 months right now of everyone having to really hunker down and just stay away from everybody, or it's going to continue to go. And there's not going to be enough beds, respirators for people in the hospitals if you continue to go this way. I mean, there's been so much research on it and so much stuff out there that unfortunately, by the end of the week, and we might be at the point where there's going to be even more rules about even being able to go out. So just do it voluntarily so you're not trapped. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like in Italy, you can only leave to go to the grocery store, the pharmacy, to check on the elderly. And there was one other small thing as well. And it's only one person at a time. Like, you can't go in a group. So just do it yourself before the government tells you you have to. It makes it easier for everyone.
Lots and lots of toilet paper.
And toilet paper.
That's what you need. You need to go to get the toilet paper. Yeah, but I mean, if it's going to make you depressed, Ted, go to the gym.
Okay. All right. All right, Freddie.
I mean, it's not worth it. I mean, what do you... I mean, if it's going to, you know, greatly affect your life if you don't go, go.
It sounds a little bit insane to say that.
No,
but
it does.
It's the truth.
I mean, it's right. It's what makes
gets
you
me
happy,
going, buddy. It does.
Yes.
It does.
I mean, you stay. You know, stay. Wipe everything down, and you know, don't. Don't rub your body against anything.
Okay, I'm going to give my ex-wife's phone number to you. We call her and just let her know that's what I'm going to do.
She'll listen to me.
Yeah, she'll listen to you.
And by the way, the people who are working at the grocery store right now, saints. Don't go in there and give them crap. I saw somebody this Saturday like yelling at one of the guys because he was taking too long checking them out.
Please.
I'm like, I saw this online a few times, and it's true. It's like, you know, our grandparents, you know, they were heroes by going to war.
Yes.
We just have to be heroes by staying home and watching Netflix.
Yeah.
And these people are out there, you know, they're essentially risking their lives to check you out at the grocery store, and you're going to give them crap?
It's insane. And just so you know, I hate to give out, you know, secrets because I feel like now everybody's going to start doing this. Probably everyone is, but they have home delivery. You know, you just go online and order your. I had food delivered to my apartment yesterday.
And so, you better tip the hell out of those guys too.
Oh, I mean, that's I tried to Fritz. I tried to tip the guy. I was like, here's some. And he goes, no. And I'm thinking, is he worried about like just the exchange of money? Maybe I'm going to give him something, but he did not accept my tip.
Out.
But tip those people because the surcharge for to have your food delivered is minimal. And is to me, it's surprisingly low. So it's worth having food delivered directly to your home.
Yeah, we ordered pizza last night. The guy left it on the steps. I did not care for that.
Did I said, he really?
I said, we have to. I mean, come here. How dare you?
Look me in the eye.
Yeah, look me in the eye and hand me these boxes. How dare you?
I want to be able to yell at you when you got my order wrong.
That's right. I got to check the order. If you skedaddle, then, I mean, what am I going to do? Gonna have to call the company again. All right, so here we are, and Ted John, you're here next hour, right?
I'm here another hour, yep, boys.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about the labor agreement. Some big things coming out of this labor agreement that are going to change the landscape of football. We'll be back in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.